This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the June-July issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, we have part one of our editor's picks of the most intriguing audiobook releases for June and July. We'll follow that with reviews in mystery and suspense, including a review of The Burial Hour. It's the 13th and the latest in Jeffrey Deaver's Link and Rhyme series, and it's an Earphones winner, read by Eduardo Ballerini. We also have a review of In This Grave Hour, which is the 13th in the Jacqueline Winspear Maisie Dodd series. It, too, is an Earphones winner, read by Orla Cassidy. Let's get right to it. Editor's picks, the most intriguing upcoming releases for June and July 2017. From Anthony Horowitz, we have Magpie Murders, a modern-day mystery that pays homage to the classic sleuths of Agatha Christie and Dorothy L. Sayers. It's read by Alan Corduna and Samantha Bond. From Arundhati Roy, we have The Ministry of Utmost Happiness. Author Roy, who also wrote The God of Small Things, narrates this epic of India. From John Grisham, we have Camino Island, or Camino, rare books, a heist from a university, and the young novelist who gets caught up trying to infiltrate a black market dealing in stolen manuscripts. Oh my! It's read by January Lavoie. From Alan Alda, If I Understood You, Would I Have This Look on My Face? My Adventures in the Art and Science of Relating and Communicating. Expect plenty of charm as actor Alan Alda delivers his own treatise exploring communication and empathy. Next we have from Hallie Efron, You'll Never Know, Dear. Psychological suspense that centers around Eep, a creepy porcelain doll. Don't listen to this one in the dark. It's read by Amy McFadden. From Sherman Alexie, we have You Don't Have to Say You Love Me, a memoir. This one's a must-listen, a memoir from the National Book Award author and filmmaker, and we can't wait to hear it. It's read by the author. From Percival Everett, we have So Much Blue. A painter works on his maybe masterpiece and reflects on his life and the secrets he's kept. It's read by Patrick Lawler. From Allegra Goodman, we have The Chalk Artist. Another artist, this one whose medium of choice is chalk on the sidewalks of Cambridge, Massachusetts. It's read by Orla Cassidy. From author Don Winslow, we have The Force. From the author of The Cartel, a twisting cop novel set in the ranks of NYPD. It's read by Dion Graham. And finally, from Alexandra Fuller, Quiet Until the Thaw. From the author of Don't Let's Go to the Dogs Tonight, a novel set in the Lakota Oglala Sioux Nation in South Dakota. It's read by Alma Cuervo. And that's our editor's picks of the most intriguing upcoming releases for June and July. That was part one. Now we turn our attention to mystery and suspense reviews. And of course, our first review is an Earphones winner. Our Audiophile awards Earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews carry a QR code, which, when you scan it, will give you a sound sample of the title. If you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com, and I will let you know when a review has a QR code. Our first review in Mystery and Suspense is The Burial Hour, Link and Rhyme, Book 13 by Jeffrey Deaver, an Earphones winner from Eduardo Ballerini. Deaver's latest entry in the Lincoln Rhyme series takes the familiar character to Italy in pursuit of a serial killer called the Composer. There could be no better narrator for this audiobook than Eduardo Ballerini. With his stellar acting talents and language skills, he moves fluidly among male and female characters speaking English, Italian, and English with a musical Italian accent. He fully captures the impatient and brilliant Lincoln Rhyme, who, from his wheelchair, can express himself only with his voice. He also brings to life the imperious Italian prosecutor, the earnest forest inspector who stumbles into this high-profile case, and the insane murderer. Ballerini gives each character his or her unique portrait while keeping listeners on the edge of their seats. Ellen Quint wrote that review of The Burial Hour, Lincoln Rhyme, Book 13 by Jeffrey Deaver. It's an Earphones winner read by Eduardo Ballerini, available from Hachette Audio for 14.25 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Our second review today in Mystery and Suspense is Love Murder, and that's all one word, Love Murder. It's written by Saul Black, and it's an Earphones winner read by Christina Delane. This is the second audiobook in the Valerie Hart series, but new listeners are quickly brought up to speed. Valerie, a homicide detective, is called to the scene of a murder that bears all the hallmarks of a killer she got sent to prison 6 years earlier. Christina Delane narrates this complicated story of violence, sex, and suspense at a breakneck pace. Delane demonstrates her talents as a narrator through realistic portrayals of a dizzying cast of male and female characters, both criminals and cops. Listeners may want to be careful when and where they listen, as much of this audiobook includes graphic descriptions of crime and sexual encounters. Fans may compare this well-told thriller to Silence of the Lambs, with women in all the major roles. Mohana Rajakumar wrote that review of Love Murder by Saul Black. It's an Earphones winner read by Christina Delane, available from Macmillan Audio for 13.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Say Nothing. It's written by Brad Parks, read by George Newbern. How far would you go to protect the people you love? This question and all its possible complications is at the heart of Say Nothing. From the first lines of the audiobook, listeners are drawn into the life of Scott Sampson, a federal judge whose twins are kidnapped in an attempt to manipulate the outcome of an upcoming trial. Narrator George Newbern gives Sampson a conversational yet compelling voice, at times vulnerable, at times furious, but consistently determined. The story is fast-paced, engaging, and heartbreaking. As the plot unfolds, listeners are forced to ask themselves how far they'd be willing to go and what consequences they'd accept for it if they were in Samson's shoes. Katie S. McDonald wrote that review of Say Nothing by Brad Parks, read by George Newbern. It's available from Penguin Audio for 12 hours, unabridged. Next, we have Rusty Puppy, Hap Collins, Leonard Pine, Book 12, by Joe R. Lansdale, read by Christopher Ryan Grant. In Joe Lansdale's 12th Hap and Leonard novel, the bumbling private investigators from Texas find themselves embroiled in a racially motivated murder case. Christopher Ryan Grant returns for his second outing as narrator of this series and does an excellent job emphasizing the strong friendship between white trash rebel Hap and gay black Leonard. In addition, the humor and humanity prevalent in the story receive star treatment. However, the excesses in Lansdale's writing are also acutely noticeable in the oral format, wordiness and violence being foremost among them. Nonetheless, Lansdale fans are sure to enjoy this latest installment, which rounds out an even dozen for the series, and it can also be appreciated by those who haven't experienced earlier titles. Jennifer Forbus wrote that review of Rusty Puppy, Hap Collins, Leonard Pine, Book 12 by Joe R. Lansdale. It's read by Christopher Ryan Grant, and it's available from Machette Audio for 7 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Little Boy Blue, Helen Grace, Book 5 by M.J. Arledge, and Earphones winner read by Elizabeth Bauer. The fifth in the Detective Inspector Helen Grace series also works as a standalone. It's a dark fictional journey into crime and personal demons. Narrator Elizabeth Bauer does a simply outstanding job with this audiobook, from creating characters' voices to using pauses between words for emphasis. Grace is definitely a flawed protagonist, and when a friend from the bondage part of her life is killed, the detective has to decide how much of herself to reveal to others to help catch the killer. Tensions within the police team assigned to the case hold their own threats. Throughout, Bauer skillfully creates a sympathetic character whom listeners will like, even if they're turned off by her off-duty pursuits. Gretchen S. Dodge wrote that review of Little Boy Blue by Helen Grace, Book 5 by M.J. Arledge. It's an Earphones winner, read by Elizabeth Bauer, available from Recorded Books for 8 hours of unabridged listening. And this is a reminder that you are listening to the June-July issue of Audiophile magazine. It's the magazine that wants you to discover the world of audiobooks, and it invites you to join us in celebrating 25 years of bringing audiobook reviews to you. Our next review is Mrs. Pargeter's Principal, written and read by Simon Brett, and it's an Earphones winner. Simon Brett does a sublime job of narrating his novel about Mrs. Pargeter, an elderly widow who is determined to continue her late husband's practice of taking care of his former employees, even though she's blissfully ignorant of exactly what her husband's business was. He left her his little black book of contacts, which she uses to track down former employees in need of help. Brett's enthusiastic narration keeps the story moving quickly as Mrs. Pargeter unwillingly finds herself in the middle of a mystery that puts her life in danger. Luckily, one of Mr. Pargeter's former employees has invented a zipper zapper, which comes in quite handy in saving the day. Listeners needing a dose of British humor are sure to enjoy Brett's zealous character portrayals and impeccable pacing. Michelle M. Goggins wrote that review of Mrs. Pargeter's Principal. It's written and read by Simon Brett. It's an Earphones winner, and it's available from Isis Audiobooks for 6.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is The Shimmering Road, Charlotte Charlie Cates, Book 2 by Hester Young. It's read by January Lavoie. Narrator January Lavoie finds pleasant, folksy voices and accents for the likable characters in young Charlie Cates' mysteries. Listeners will find slight supernatural elements in addition to the crimes in this series. Here, the very pregnant Charlie is living with her boyfriend Noah Palmer in Texas. Soon she discovers that she has an orphaned 6-year-old half-niece in Arizona. Charlie's prophetic dreams, immigration issues, and adoption law all add to the story. Lavoie's voice is engaging, and she uses pacing and rich tonal changes to add vibrancy to her characterizations. Dramatic scenes in the Arizona desert as Charlie is pursued are made even more tense by Lavoie's delivery. Her performance makes for riveting listening. Susan C. Aw wrote that review of The Shimmering Road, Charlotte Charlie Cates, Book 2 by Hester Young. It's read by January Lavoie, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 13 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Police at the Station and They Don't Look Friendly, Detective Sean Duffy, Book 6 by Adrian McKinty. It's an Earphones winner, read by Gerard Doyle. Narrator Gerard Doyle has provided the voice of Adrian McKinty's Sean Duffy since the first audiobook of the season. Returning for book six, he's more in tune with Duffy's complexity than ever before. A Catholic cop in Northern Ireland's Royal Ulster Constabulary, RUC, Duffy has to be on full alert, always checking under his car for bombs and any other safety precautions. But when danger bursts into his home, threatening his family's safety, Duffy seriously reconsiders his career choice. McKinty's blend of dark drama with perfectly timed humor and intensely plotted action is performed by Doyle as though he's intimately familiar with Duffy's mind, heart, and body. Listeners comprehend the vastness of Duffy's emotion without a caricatured delivery. Doyle delivers another winning narration. Jennifer Forbes wrote that review of Police at the Station, They Don't Look Friendly, Detective Sean Duffy, Book 6 by Adrian McKinty. It's an Earphones winner, read by Gerard Doyle, available from Blackstone Audio for 9.5 hours unabridged listening, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next in Mystery and Suspense, we have The Night Bird by Brian Freeman, read by Joe Barrett. Freeman offers up another dark psychological thriller featuring San Francisco Police Inspector Frost Easton and his colorful friends. Joe Barrett offers a highly professional narration. Young women are mysteriously having fits and then dying throughout the Bay Area. The puzzle involves a psychologist who alters memory through hypnosis. Barrett's soft and gruff voice suits the detective genre. His pronunciation is clear, his pacing is always good, and his characters are easy to tell apart. He even breathes life into Freeman's sometimes predictable plot. The story includes some creepy falsetto passages that aren't suited to Barrett's voice, but these sections are short, if important. A great listen for Freeman fans. Federico Cheever wrote that review of The Night Bird by Brian Freeman. It's read by Joe Barrett, and it's available from Brilliance Audio for 10 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review is Quicksand by Malin Presson Giolito, read by Saskia Marleveld, and it's an Earphones winner. Saskia Marleveld expertly teases out the many questions swirling around this story's unreliable teen narrator. Charged with involvement in a school shooting at an elite private school in Stockholm, Maya is initially unlikable. But Marleveld coaxes out the audiobook's nuances, capturing Maya's emotional shift from petty scorn to longing uncertainty to a dawning sense of responsibility and its limits. Framed as a court case, the audiobook includes helpful timestamps, such as week one of trial, that orient listeners. As Maya's monologue weaves through time, retrieving vignettes and insights that complicate an easy task on what happened, this absorbing psychological study unfolds as an intimate confession to the reader. Maya may not win our affection, but Marleveld's skillful narration ensures that she gains our understanding. Jesse C. Grierson wrote that review of Quicksand by Malin Persson Giolito. It's an Earphones winner, read by Saskia Marleveld, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 12.5 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have In This Grave Hour, Maisie Dobbs, Book 13, by Jacqueline Winspear. It's an Earphones winner, read by Orla Cassidy. Listening doesn't get much better than the newest Maisie Dobbs mystery performed by the series' long-term narrator, Orla Cassidy. She brings pristine pacing and a deep understanding of the regular characters, combined with an ever-fresh perspective on new characters and the action. The book begins in London at the start of World War II, amid sandbagged buildings and the departure of the city's children to the safety of the countryside. Maisie agrees to investigate the murder of a World War I Belgian refugee who had settled in England. All is not as it seems, and complications ensue, including those of the heart, as Maisie helps a lost young evacuee. This is an excellent series and listening experience that is pure pleasure. Aurelia C. Scott wrote that review of In This Grave Hour, Maisie Dobbs, Book 13 by Jacqueline Winspear. It's an Earphones winner, read by Orla Cassidy, available from Harper Audio for 10.5 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Next, we have Livia Lone by Barry Eisler, read by the author, and it's an Earphones winner. Author Barry Eisler narrates his own work with the skill of a professional voice actor. Years ago in Thailand, 13-year-old Livia and her younger sister Naysan were sold to sex traffickers and shipped overseas. Livia was rescued and raised by the Lones, a prominent American family, but she never saw her sister again. Now she's a cop with the Seattle Sex Crimes Unit and remains determined to find Naysan. Eisler's vocal range is exceptional. He never strains credulity as Livia transitions from child victim to confident woman and avenging angel for the abused. Livia's male abusers, especially her stepfather, practically hiss with vileness, like coiled snakes. When young Livia learns jujitsu and starts fighting back, listeners will share her visceral catharsis and newfound empowerment. Andy T. Northrup wrote that review of Livia Lone by Barry Eisler, read by the author. It's available from Brilliance Audio for 10.25 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Hidden Bodies by Caroline Kepnes. It's an Earphones winner, read by Santino Fontana. In this standalone sequel to You, smart and droll listeners are reintroduced to Joe Goldberg, a full-on sociopath with an incongruous tendency to fall in love. Unfortunately, with Joe, love inevitably leads to murder. Joe is unlikable, yet as portrayed by narrator Santino Fontana, he's also transfixing. Fontana spends most of his lengthy revenge narrative with a hardened voice that is sharp and forceful even during lovemaking scenes. Normally, this would wear on the ear, but for Joe, it sounds precisely right. Listeners get some respite for Joe as the story is littered with other characters, all having their own quirks of accent and temperament. These provide ample evidence that Fontana is not a one-note narrator. He just knows how to stay true to character hour after vengeful hour. Katie Weiss wrote that review of the 2017 Audie's finalist, Hidden Bodies by Caroline Kepnes. It's an Earphones winner, read by Santino Fontana, and it's available from Simon & Schuster Audio for 13 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have A Criminal Defense by William L. Myers, Jr., an Earphones winner, read by Peter Burkrot. Narrator Peter Burkrot's stern and deliberate tone is well-suited to this puzzling mystery, packed with plot twists and well-crafted, complex characters. Burkrot deftly portrays Mick McFarland, a top-shelf attorney who is defending his close friend from law school, David Hansen, who has lots of skeletons in his closet, surprising even Mick. The diverse characters include flawed and damaged people and broken relationships. The clash of strategic minds with few scruples on a legal battlefield is worthy of a chess master. Nothing is as it seems. Even the murder could have been an accident. Listeners will be surprised again and again. Burkrot is sensational at making this an easy listening experience and at reflecting the suspense with exceptional timing. Susan C. Aw wrote that review of A Criminal Defense by William L. Myers, Jr. It's an Earphones winner, read by Peter Burkrot, available from Brilliance Audio for 13 hours unabridged, and the magazine does carry a QR code. Finally today, Mistaken Identity, Rosato and Associates, Book 4 by Lisa Scottolini, read by Kate Burton. Narrator Kate Burton grabs the listener by the throat and won't let go. The story asks, what would happen if a defense attorney were hired to represent her heretofore unknown twin sister in a murder trial? Turns out, nothing in the law prevents such a confusing situation, even though attorney Benny Rosato has plenty of her own misgivings about defending her long-lost twin. Burton is an old hand at narrating crime and legal thrillers, and her talent shows. She brings the characters to life, catching listeners up in a whirlwind of excitement involving corrupt Philadelphia cops, suspicious judges and prosecutors, and an evil client. Mike San Giacomo wrote that review of Mistaken Identity, Rosato and Associates, Book 4 by Lisa Scottolini, read by Kate Burton. It's available from Harper Audio for 14 hours of unabridged listening. And that's our show for today. But I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have part two of our editor's picks of the most intriguing audiobook releases for June and July. We'll follow that with reviews in literary fiction, including reviews of Earphones winner Lillian Boxfish Takes a Walk by Kathleen Rooney, read by Axie Sands, and Ombre by Elmore Leonard, read by Richard Poe. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile Magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, wxxi.org.